have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks with today's headlines. Montgomery County residents will soon be able to use their cell phones to text emergencies to 911 during situations when you can't call. The sheriff's office says the equipment and lines are in place. Officials are waiting on the state to finish configurations before they roll out the new feature. They expect it'll be at least another month before it's available. Montgomery's Department of Sanitation has consolidated its Saturday bulk trash pickup points at Danley Elementary School on Carter Hill Road and Peter Crump Elementary on Woodley Road. If you dropped off your trash at either of those sites, you'll now take your trash to a site at the Old Montgomery Mall, now called the One Center. This service is offered on the first and third Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. until 3:30. You can dispose of large items that may not fit in your trash can, like tree limbs, furniture, and even appliances. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 2nd through the 4th, at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 2nd through the 4th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Lyle here for Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're conveniently located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week for all of your jewelry needs. Whether it's a repair, whether you want to trade, sell, or have us make something from your heirloom jewelry, we're happy to do it. Come see our new beautiful collections. Pick out something. Let us make it. Whatever it is, we're open to Marguerite's. We're going to give you the highest quality, the finest service, all with top-notch jewelers and at the best price. Come see us at Marguerite's. We really appreciate your business. Thank you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome back in. We got a dancing guest. Unbelievable.
I was doing the Lisa Travolta.
We'll get to our guest in a moment. I do want to clean up a phone call from the last hour, and then we will jump back into the Montgomery County School Board race. Lisa Keith will be joining us in mere moments. Clint.
Yes.
How about it?
Hi. I wanted to bring something to y'all's attention. I seen a video on YouTube yesterday titled Proof the Caravan is Being Paid For. There's guys in white shirts going through the whole crowd, handing out everybody a $100 bill.
Yeah. I appreciate your call. I've seen those videos. And
are they legit?
I don't know. That's the thing is. I mean, who authenticated the videos? Were they handing out $100 bills? I mean, they're in Mexico. 100 pesos? I mean, what's that, like 10 cents, 15 cents? Get a soda with 100 pesos?
Or a voucher to a McDonald's.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the proof it's being paid for. The proof it's being paid for is Mike Pence in an interview yesterday saying, again, it's Venezuela. You know, and that means it's China. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 8 minutes after 11 o'clock, Lisa Keith joins the program. How are you, Dr. Lisa Keith?
I'm fine. I thank you for having me, Barry.
You guys, you got a tough school board race coming up in a few days. You need people to get out and vote for the Republican candidates and vote for you in particular. Where's your district run?
It runs on one side of it, Atlanta Highway, from Stony Brook, Arrowhead, Town Lakes, Delrata, all the way down to Capitol Heights.
So it's basically the north side of Atlanta Highway. All
right,
the way
and
down.
It dips into I can't even think. It was where my mother lives. It's Wexford Trace. Somerset. Okay. Dips over there.
Just for a minute. Comes right back.
The other side would be Ted, who you had this morning.
Yeah, he seems like a decent guy.
He does.
You've been there 4 years. Are you looking forward to the change of the school board as new people get on?
Very much so.
Because there's going to be at least three. There'll be you if you win. I'm assuming you'll win.
I think there's five. I think there's going to be at
least. You think there's going to be five?
I hope there's four with me remaining.
Okay, so five of the new ideology.
Right. There'll be at least four new ones. I'm hoping that's all there are.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me.
Four and Lisa. So we don't want to vote out every incumbent.
Not
every incumbent. Just all of them except Lisa. But what have you seen the last 4 years that you think the new crop is going to change?
I'm hoping the new crop has listened. You know, I think, and not just listen to me, you know, because I've got that reputation as kind of the troublemaker. But, you know, if you got on there to get along and I agreed, we'd be right where we are. At least now with the bark that I've had, the passion and the crusade that I feel like I've been on, I feel like at least the public knows about it. And those new people that are coming on, they should know that's exactly why they put them on there. They put them on there. I need the help. I've been the Lone Ranger and I need somebody to listen. And some of the ones that I've listened to, some of their platforms, you know, certainly me, because it's been 4 years and you feel like you've gone nowhere, maybe I've slowed them down. You're hoping that we can move a little bit faster.
What's step one, day one on the new board? I don't want to ask Ted that or some of the other folks running because they don't know what it's like. But day one of the new board, you guys have to, I guess, elect a president.
They'll elect a president. And honestly, the vice president is typically up for the presidency.
Who's the vice president right now?
Me, actually.
Okay.
But so I'm going to be straight up. I would really prefer to be, I mean, if it happens, it happens, but I really prefer just being District 1 with all those Roberts rules and things like that. Yes, I should learn them, but that's secondary to me, and I'd rather like let somebody do that so I can still have a voice and not have all that pressure.
I listened to your ad, and you talked about nepotism, family and friends. Tell me what's going on.
Jack, it's rampant. Just take the last couple of certified personnel reports. And I use this example. I'm going to use my maiden name, Griffith, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But what they'll do is, just say there was a Griffith that's a principal. You'll see on that certified list that it'll say, there'll be one Griffith, turn the page, and you'll see a Griffin, turn the page, and you'll see a Griffith spelled with one F. I'll leave there. They don't think I'll do it. I leave there, go to Google, put in the Alabama Department of Education, then go to the certified, and you'll look up these very same people. And it takes a while because they purposely leave the middle initial out of these people. And you'll look up, and they're all spelled Griffith, okay? And it's just too much of it. And when it's not just nepotism. You're looking at friends, family, fraternity, sorority. parties. If you were, if anybody actually got in there and did a poll, you're going to be amazed at what you have. It'll be, the principal be, you know, what is a Kappa Alpha or AKA, whatever they are. But that's just how it is. And when you have proficiency rates of 98%, like example, the math proficiency at JD is 1.87, over at Lee it's 1.91. That's 98% of our kids that cannot do math, cannot do reading. We've got teachers in the system that are great, but we have other teachers that haven't even passed the praxis. We have a low number. We have a shortage of teachers, but they won't go in and sift through the muck to say, hey, guess why we don't have, you know, enough teachers. They don't want to come here anymore. Our reputation right now is horrible. It's the example I use. You take Quentin Ross over at ASU. Everybody knew he was going to be the president. It did not matter who you interviewed. I like Quentin. Have nothing against him, but everybody knew that was going to be the guy that got the job. When you have a principal at these schools, you know, or, you know, bring in Sally Mae or you know Susie Q, and Susie Q is your sorority sister. You've got five other qualified teachers waiting to get that job, and then when it happens too many times,
they stop.
They stop and they head to Georgia.
Right.
They head outside. And when we have an F, I just check this. We have a failing system, but you can go right up the road to Wetumpka, Prattville, and they're a B system. How do you go right up the road and have a B? That's a tell-all. I'm that candidate that actually goes. I don't rubber stamp. I actually go out there and check. If somebody's against charter schools, I guarantee you there's not been one person on that board and they're against it that has actually even visited a charter school. The other day we talked about the Accountability Act. The only person that really knows about that Accountability Act would be Larry Lee. No, well, but, you know, but that would be it. The others.
She didn't say profiting from it. She said knowing about it.
But they don't. The example. They want to say poverty is the problem. Okay, right now I'm teaching at Success Unlimited, where over half the kids are there because of the Accountability Act. On that Accountability Act, you have to have never been in a private school. You have to be in poverty. And the thing is, if you're going to cry poverty is a problem, and then the government steps in and says, hey, we're going to give $5,000, you know, to take you. You have to be in a failing school, by the way. That they give $5,000. The school that they go to gives about $3,000. And then the parent comes up with it a little bit less than $500. I'm teaching 28 normal sixth graders. Two of them are on sixth grade level. 26 of them came from MPS. I mean, I'm that person that really is in the trenches. I'm not sitting there guessing and saying, hey, things have changed. Things really have changed. I mean, it's the same thing.
So day one of the new board, we all get in there, you know, they gavel to order. What's the first thing that happens? You elect the president, and then what? I mean, what major policy change or minor policy change do we tackle in the first meeting?
I think we're going to be dealing with intervention. Intervention has stopped so many things. We're up for accreditation. I'll go ahead and give you my heads up on that. I think it's going to happen. It's a bunch of check boxes. I'm not so sure that it wasn't one big money maker. I was all for the intervention through Richardson. Right now, we haven't seen Mackey at all. The guy that he sent down from Tuscaloosa, Terry Roller, I like him personally. But this last meeting, when he totally shut me down, I've been waiting 6 months with emails, documentation, everything to try to talk about personnel. I tried to talk about it. Robert Porterfield actually missed that meeting. I'm not so sure it wasn't a setup and on purpose. But they wouldn't let me talk about it at all. If you watch that meeting, Terry Roller State shut it down. Well, if the intervention is trying to help you, and I wasn't my loud self. I have been bleeding everything else to try to get out. Let's talk about why you guys are making up these jobs. And when I say make up jobs, they've made up jobs since December 2017. My big deal was, hey, give me all the names of these new jobs, what their pay is, who's doing it, what their qualifications. They gave me that last list 12/4/2017. Since 2017, guess what? There's four more positions. One of them, this example is
who is they?
This is your central office. This is HR.
The state?
Board
of Education.
Yeah, the states come in and is allowed everybody to stay in the same positions. If you don't change that central office is part of the problem. HR is part of the problem.
And when will we be out from under the state's intervention?
I've heard rumor they want out. They don't want to touch Montgomery. So I can see us making accreditation and then moving on.
Oh, that's fine. But when is that? I mean, give me the timeline. 6 months? No, 10 years?
My prayer, if they actually... I'm hoping the reason Mackey stayed out of it is because he wants rid of this board.
Well, okay? So after the board changes?
Maybe after the board changes. If it doesn't change, I hope intervention stays because at least it slowed him down.
Yeah.
Could you possibly go see Mackey or would he see you?
He's the first superintendent, state superintendent, that I have sent multiple emails that he's not even answered one. Every email from Richardson.
What's his name, Eric Mackey?
Eric Mackey.
Eric Mackey, if you're listening, your people listen, you ought to respond to Lisa Keith on the county board because she's the only damn one down there with any sense.
Thank you, Jack.
I mean, I believe that.
But I doubt he will. I've ticked him off and called him out. And I don't stand anything.
And he's an
to
old
lose.
School board guy.
Exactly.
He used to work for the Association of School Boards.
Well, maybe he's waiting for that new board. And hey, you know me. If I'm back on here, I'll let you know. I'll let you know he actually made contact.
Golly, it's just absurd.
It is. My concern with the new crop, and I'm hoping that, I'm not concerned, I mean, obviously new is better than old because the old wasn't working, so might as well try something different. But my concern with the new crop is, I've yet to hear this, I've asked them, but I've yet to hear, like, what specifically we're going to do. I asked Ted this morning, and he said, well, we're going to demand results. Okay. But... what policies are we planning to implement? What I don't want is what happened in 2010 when the Republicans took over. There was the dog that caught the car. And they all looked at each other like, oh, hell, now what do we do? And they've not done a damn thing in 8 years.
And I'm not taking up for Ted. The only thing I heard Ted say today that I disagreed with, and that's
my... I didn't disagree with any of it. There's just no specifics coming from anyone.
Right. Well, he'll say something like, well, we just can't get in there and just do a total clean house. And when really that's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And here's how, okay, and what here's the deal. You can't do it because of tenure, but here's what you can do. And here's what you're looking for, I think. What I want to do, and I think the public wants. You take these people at central office. I'm not saying fire them. I get it. You can't fire them. But by God, don't put them in jobs of such power where they can continue the shenanigans of hiring the friends and family and making up. Not only do they make up job descriptions, Baron, they make up the descriptions as well. Tell me why, if you have an accountability interventionist over math, why would you send an English teacher to go do that? And I'll tell you why. What's happened, just plain as day, a pretty young lady comes in and says, or, you know, hey, or somebody in its family, hey, I need a job, got to have a job, I'm certified in math. And they'll go, I know what I can do. Hey, I'll just make up this job. We'll have a graduation coach. We'll have an intervention specialist or whatever. We'll have an accountability interventionist. And then you can do the English. That'll work. And then everybody be happy. They're filling their pockets with money.
Well, and can the board, and this is what I mean by specifics, can the board say you can only have these set jobs? That we can't afford to pay 112 people here? Let me get my question out. Let's say, I don't know how many people are hired at the central office. Don't answer it. It doesn't matter. Specifics. But say there are 112 people. And you think the job, you get with the new board, and they think it can be done with 85 people. Can you say, starting next fiscal year, October 1, we'll have 85 people employed?
I believe we can.
And, I mean, lawfully?
I believe. Let
me finish my question. Okay. Can you say, we can only afford 85 people, we only need 85 people, we can do the job on 85 people, these are the jobs that are going to be there, and these are the descriptions that are going to be filled, and only these jobs can be hired. Now, you, superintendent, make it happen. Is that legal? Can we do that?
I hope so. I don't have a yes or no.
Okay.
I would love
because I think something like that's what I'm looking for. Like, what specific steps is the new board going to take in order to carry out what you're wanting to get done? Mm-hmm. And I think your goals are noble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ted's goals were noble this morning. And I hope you guys go in there and get 4 or 5 people on the new team to go in there and sort of run over everything. But if you guys wait and don't do anything more than, well, we just want results, well, that's fine, you know. But in the meantime, we're blowing money. Some of these jobs are paying $100,000, $150,000 a year.
We have 44 over six figures.
Yeah.
right now.
That's absurd.
Nothing's changed.
That's absurd. And you know, in the central office, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. And Richardson even said that, and you would have hoped by now somebody would have get it. When we're going to be $9 million in debt again, the reason we're $9 million in debt, when you go from 31,500 to 28,562, mm-hmm. a loss of 4,000 students, Barron, you got to lose teachers. You got to use units. Yeah. You can't leave them, and they're doing that.
I think that's the first thing you guys ought to look at is establishing salary guidelines,
Amen.
Job description guidelines, and actual positions to be filled. Go ahead and clean it out. Let the superintendent make the decisions, but say, these are all the people we're going to finance.
Amen.
We're not cutting checks for anyone else.
Right.
That's what a board's supposed to do, not micromanage, but set the agenda.
Amen.
And say, this is all we can afford at the central office. Now go... We delegate to you the superintendent we hired. I guess you hired her. Or was that hired under intervention?
We hired her. It was a 6-1 vote because she came from Huntsville and $16 million in debt. And she's all about keeping the kids in the classroom, not sending them home. We have discipline problems. We have massive discipline problems. Yeah. Massive teacher absenteeism.
Well, either way, you hired her. Delegate to her.
As a board, yes, we did.
But say, you can only hire these positions at these salaries. You can't just keep going nuts. You can't have someone down at the central office creating positions that then we have to finance.
Then when you have Terry Roller, though, come down from the state and supporting everything she's doing.
But I think ultimately, do they have the checkbook? The state has the checkbook right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, you'll get it back. That's why I want to know when it ends.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, I appreciate you coming on. I wish you nothing but the best of luck on Tuesday.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We need you.
Means a lot that you had me in.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, because we put our big boy pants on to have you on here.
I didn't even play the clip,
no,
Lisa.
I expected that as soon as I walked in.
I didn't even
here
play.
Here goes.
I'm gonna play.
They're gonna
in a
kill
minute.
Me. I know you are.
I'll play in a minute. No. I'm encouraging people.
Hey, but
to vote
one
for
last
you.
Thing that you know on the big boy pants.
Yeah.
The good thing about that is we do get along now.
Yeah, we do.
We agree to disagree on certain things.
We agree on most things.
We don't keep, you know, whatever.
Oh, we disagree on some policy issues and we disagree on some other stuff, but I mean. Deep down,
we need you on the board.
Yeah,
well,
I think so.
And deep down, if it weren't for the media, I wouldn't be where I am. And education is going to move up just because you guys stay on it. So thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye bye.
Best of luck to you.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues this election, but one is fundamental, the right to life. Every abortion stops the beating heart of a living unborn baby. In Alabama, we value every unborn child and want to protect them from a brutal death. Amendment 2 affirms that Alabamans recognize and support rights for unborn children. Alabama's greatest resource isn't our beaches, not our industries, it's our children. If you want to protect our state's greatest resource, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you want to restore respect for babies, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you don't want your tax dollars to pay for abortion on demand, vote yes on Amendment 2. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line. Please vote yes on statewide Amendment 2. Paid for by Alabama Citizens for Life at alforlife.org.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer on Eastern Boulevard for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of the program brought to you by our friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. Good folks. Proprietary pipelining technology so they don't have to dig a hole. You can call on Cole. They're number one in the number two business.
That's what I hear.
And when you have trouble with your bowl, you
call on Cole.
You call on Cole. I mean, that's all there is to it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I just caught the very tail end of y'all's conversation just now. But if the problem is we're paying out too much money in the central office and we're creating jobs for family, you know, big paychecks aren't a bad thing if you're getting results. Why don't they offer in the compensation package, just gear everything to result.
Okay. I disagree with many of my Republican brethren on results-oriented pay for teachers or results-oriented promotions for teachers, because what you're going to get is nobody ever coming to Montgomery County and being a teacher. If you make keeping your job or getting a raise dependent on the number of students they have that pass the class, well, guess what? She just told you 98% of people at JD and Lee and Carver ain't passing nothing.
Yeah, teachers in Mountain Brook would get twice.
They'd be making $2.4 million up there, and people in Montgomery be making 12 cents an hour. I mean, there's still something to be said for you're starting with a different product.
Well, I'm not really talking about teachers as much as the people. I think she said they had hired someone to come in and to monitor.
You're talking about central office personnel that don't exactly. go in the classroom.
Right. I mean, you've got to pay teachers enough to attract them. And let's face it, you're right. A lot of the kids that they're having to teach aren't really teachable anymore. And there, again, is part of the problem. And when I went to school, we all had one building. We were a small rural school. And, you know, there were 1,300 students in your junior high through high school. So we didn't have multiple buildings, but we were divided up into sections, and each section was taught according to their aptitude. Because if you took section one kids and put them in with section four kids, they would outshadow them. Well, here we've got different schools. You can actually send and create schools that are sectionalized, where all your A students go to a school, which is a magnet school. Most of your B students go to the B school. And then you can incentivize the students. If you want to go to a better school, if you want better teachers, if you want to make better grades, work harder.
Yeah. Well,
you can go to magnet school.
There's a reason none of that stuff will ever come to fruition. But, Part of the problem in Montgomery, and this is one thing I was kind of hoping Lisa or Ted would say, part of the problem is we've tiered our school system. We have two tiers. We have the magnet tier where you have a shot, and you have the non-magnet tier where it's, you know,
achievers versus non-achievers.
Yeah, where if you get stuck in that non-magnet system, you can still get a decent education, but the deck is really, really set against you. I mean, really, really set against you. And so I would like to see somebody say, we're going to do away with the magnet system or have LAMP, and then we're going to have everybody else. And we're doing away with BTW, and we're doing away with, you know, all these other there's like 30 magnet schools now. And it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. You're taking good people out of the classrooms, and you're basically telling everyone who didn't get into the magnet program, you're expected to fail. Your parents know you're expected to fail. And so what do? You fail. I mean, that's just all there's to it. But I don't want to spend the last valuable hour of this program talking about magnets and all that.
Well, and I'm 62 years old. And I'm guilty of saying, well, back when we were in school, well, guess what? It ain't like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's not even close. So, yeah, when I was in school, I'd get ass-whipping at school, and I'd get a worse one at home. It doesn't work that way anymore. And we just got to figure it out somehow. And that's kind of why I like Lisa Keith, because she's a no-BS kind of gal, even though she was outvoted 6-1 most of the time.
Yeah.
But maybe she'll get some help. And things will change.
Our number 272-9228. I wish the Montgomery School Board the best of luck. My opinion is it's going to be very difficult overhaul, and I don't necessarily foresee success. But that's me. I mean, there are some school systems that are just lousy and bad, and will always be lousy and bad, and. You know, I think the city would almost do better to invest in the neighboring communities and try to create a sense of oneness between Wetumpka and Millbrook and Prattville and Pike Road, and encourage other suburban growth around here, and just focus on that instead of encouraging people to move to Montgomery. I don't think it's necessarily the smartest thing to do. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in, Jimmy.
How are you, Jack?
Hey, Jimmy.
Good deal.
I want to ask you, don't you think Trump's talking out of the corner of his mouth? First, on Laura Ingraham, he says, they're not going to let these 30,000 people in here. Then he says, we're going to put them in tents. I mean, what's going on with this deal?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Jimmy.
About how somebody called earlier and said he seems to be changing his position a little bit about what we're going to do at the border. I don't hear it, but...
Yeah, he said on Laura Ingraham, he said we'll put them in tents. And they'll all have that day in court.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Just hopefully... all I give a damn about is they don't get here before the election, and that we have to fool with it.
And he's making no mention of the 190,000 Somalians they have in Minnesota. They bring them in New York every night, and there's nothing been on mainstream media about it. And these people have like every kind of disease you can imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. What you witness is, I know people don't want to face this, but you're witnessing a communist takeover of this country. That's what this stuff's all about.
Well, that's why Venezuela and China are the ones financing it, certainly.
Yeah, and Dr. Patty Dahl said last night there's 60,000 Hondurans in Panama waiting to come up here. They're going to see how this deal goes. If they let those people in this country, they're flooded.
Well, that's the thing is, if you let this group in, you have no justification to stop a group of similar or larger size down the road. You got to put your foot down somewhere. People coming across 10, 20 at a time or 100 at a time is different than people organizing a 3,000-mile march to the border and then demanding to be let in. Thanks for your call. 272-9228, Walking John DeVoe.
Hey, Baron, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, hey, Jack.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings to you, and happy Friday.
Same to you.
Jack, you got something to write with?
Yeah.
Yeah, write this down. My Facebook page is John, J-O-N, DeVoe. D-A-V-O-E. D-A-apostrophe, V-O-E. And then I recorded a record. It's on YouTube. And if you go to Michael Van, V-A-N-C-L-E-V-E, Van Cleve, and look for the video in the presence of the King. The song is my record, In the Presence of Jehovah.
Well, thanks for your call, John. That's good information to know. Guys, my friend Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group, he wants to be your buying specialist. He wants you, if you're looking for a house or buying a house for any reason whatsoever, he wants to be the guy you turn to. Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader's a pro, man. Eddie Bader's a pro. He knows Lake Jordan, Lake Martin better than anybody. He really does. And he, look, he's ready to get you on his team. He's ready to get you on his team. He wants to come out there. He wants to look. You can try to buy a house without a buying agent, and you can say, "Oh, I didn't need a buying agent. I had a successful run." You don't know that you didn't get ripped off. You don't know that there weren't things that could have been found in an inspection or could have been found in better negotiating or something else. You don't know that. You don't know that. And if you are going into the home buying prospect, why would you not want someone on your side, dedicated to you, obliged to help you over everyone else? And that's what Eddie Bader does. That's what Eddie Bader does. And guess what? The best part is Eddie Bader's fees are already worked into the deal. You're paying those fees anyway. The question is somebody helping you going to get a portion of those fees, or is only the person helping, I would say, your opponent, the seller, going to get all those fees? That's Eddie Bader. Call him. 322-0662. Even if you're selling a house, call him. Buying a house, certainly call him. Managing investment real property, call him as well. Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. When you think real estate, you think Eddie Bader. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues, but that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, I'm Dr. Lisa Keith, candidate for Montgomery Board of Education, District 1. When I exposed the grade-changing scandal 4 years ago, I decided to run for the Board of Education. It didn't take me long to realize that my crusade to improve the quality of education was unwelcomed by the establishment. Because I have challenged the status quo and demanded results for our children, I was often outvoted 6-1 by the entrenched incumbents. What I have fought against are nepotism, friends and family, massive discipline problems, excessive teacher absences, and grossly low proficiency scores. We must demand transparency, accountability, and the truth from the top down. I'm Lisa Keith, and on Tuesday, I need your vote to change the direction of public education in Montgomery County. As parents, you deserve it. And as taxpayers, you should demand it.
Paid for by supporters of Dr. Lisa Keith. Box 640518, Montgomery, 36117.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The first weekend in November will feel like November should feel. Today, breezy and cool. High temperature barely in the low 60s, but the breeze will make it seem cooler. Rain chances not zero, but 20% or less. Mostly clear, much colder tonight. Overnight low 43 tomorrow. Look for a nice Saturday with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Chilly Saturday night as we fall back. We set the clocks back 1 hour. Overnight low 45. Nice day Sunday. Sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Oh, I know.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 44 minutes after 11 o'clock. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, my amigos over there, Tom and Augustine Duncan. These guys are pros. Tom and Augustine Duncan know tree service. They know the tree business. They know it inside and out. They've been living, sleeping, eating, breathing the tree service for the last 15 plus years. And let me tell you, Chippewa Charm Tree Service is different. They're different. They're not going to force something on you. If you want to get a tree shaped up, they're going to talk to you about how do you want to get that accomplished. They're going to listen to your ideas. Now, if you ask them, give me your expert opinion on how this should be done, or you're wanting to do something dangerous, of course, their expertise is going to kick in, then they're going to give you the reality of the situation. But they're never going to force something on you. I know too many people say, I wanted to get a tree taken down, but I don't want to call anybody because then they're going to force this and that. No. That's not Tom and Augustine Duncan. That's not them. They got a great reputation. Several people in our audience have used, I mean, many, many people use Chippewa Charm Tree Service. They love Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 328-2484. Tom, Augustine Duncan. Tom and Augustine Duncan over there. Say hey to baby Palmer while you're there. Oh my gosh, they're such a cute baby. I see her on Facebook all the time with the baby on there, and it's just so cute. Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 328-2484. 328-2484.
What do you think about all the... Well, I know what you think about it. All these Hollywood elites and celebrities that are out campaigning for these Democrats... You know, you have Oprah campaigning for this woman in Georgia, who, by the way, is about twice Oprah's size. And not that I should talk about anybody's size.
I was about to say, Jack Campbell, the Lord said something about a plank and a speck. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, I keep wood in my eye, okay? All right. But, like, Jimmy Kimmel is going to be in Nevada tonight hosting some... Why are you laughing, jackass? You want to come on? Cut his sound off.
Go on.
No,
you said you keep wood in your eye. I thought that was...
Well, I wish I had wood.
Some measure of humor in
there.
Go ahead.
To have
That's why he's laughing, though. You
splinter. Okay, so Jimmy Kimmel's going to be the headline or the keynote at an event for some Nevada Democrat tonight. You know, like Johnny Carson, Johnny Carson had politicos on his show from time to time, but you never knew how Johnny Carson voted, nor did you really care. I mean, I know Bob Hope was kind of Republican and Jimmy Stewart and a few others, but they were very quiet about it. I don't watch any of the late night people because I hate Republicans, and I'm not going to be part of any kind of fan of those kind of people, but it ticks me off that you can't just go on TV and make people laugh and leave. Instead of going on TV, making people laugh, taking pot shots at politicians. I mean, of course, Carson and them would make political jokes during the monologue, but they didn't expose their, you know, deep secrets about who they were for. I just think this is ridiculous. I don't think average folks give a damn. I care because it ticks me off, but I don't think they move a single vote. Do you?
Some
of these young little...
Yeah, I think on the margins, the Hollywood effect has some effect on the margins. You're discounting how stupid a vast swath of the American public really is.
But they're not going to go bother to vote.
I'm telling you, some of them will.
And it ain't just the young people.
No, I mean, there's a lot of... And this assault on suburban housewives fleeing the GOP, I mean, that's... There's real measured effect there. I mean, if you put the suburban college-educated housewife or suburban college-educated woman back to where it historically is, and then you give Donald Trump his 40% approval rating with blacks, he'd be sitting at like 57% right now approval rating. The reason he's mired in the low 40s is because some of these traditional groups, and I think those people, they watch the Jimmy Kimmels and they watch Taylor Swift and they watch the movies and they constantly say, I mean, it's just a constant full frontal assault constantly. And I think after a while it has its effect. I hate to do this, but I've got to make this a short segment or we're never going to finish this show. And so we're going to take another little quick break. We'll be back. We'll finish out in a minute. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. We'll get plenty of time to get to all your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's a short break, but I got to squeeze it in. We'll be right back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and now Planned Parenthood. Outside forces spending millions in Alabama. Why? To defeat Tom Parker and put social justice activist Bob Vance in charge of our state Supreme Court. The left hates Justice Tom Parker and they love Bob Vance. Parker has served with distinction for 13 years, took on and defeated the Southern Poverty Law Center, and always stands up for the Constitution and the rule of law. Soros and his allies hope you stay home on Tuesday so they can elect Bob Vance and take over our state Supreme Court with a committed leftist. Stop them. Send the Soros gang a message. Vote and elect Justice Tom Parker, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Tom Parker. Fair, balanced, unafraid. Standing up for what we believe fighting for us.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 2nd through the 4th at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 2nd through the 4th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Minutes till the top of the hour. The sexiest album ever recorded. Ever.
Who's it by, Baron?
That's Miles Davis. Kind of Blue album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of sexy.
Yeah. I love the word blue.
Why?
The word vein comes to mind.
Yeah. Oh, Jack. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Take your sexy someone to Midtown Pizza Kitchen on a date from time to time, would you? My goodness, it's delicious food. Restaurant is a special gem right here in Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is an absolute gem. Two locations. They actually have one up in Prattville as well. Fresh, homemade, handmade pizzas. Homemade, handmade dressings. You see where I'm going with this. Homemade, handmade sauces. Homemade, handmade pasta dishes. This place is without a doubt one of the finest places you've ever been. And it's, look, it's New York. It's Chicago quality. It's right here in Montgomery. And there's truly nothing else like it. But, man, have you been up to so-and-so in that city? No, yes, my friend, I have. I love Italian. It's like my favorite. I've been all over to eat Italian. I've been to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's where I fell in love. So go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen special this week, pasta special. Chicken marsala.
Over.
Bow tie. All right, Migos. Randall.
Hey, man, since I've been all week to ask you this question. What was your first three things come to mind if the first person who supposedly walked on the moon's sun was selling all his personal stuff that has anything to do with the moon or moon landing? What and it's not in the name of charity. What's your first three things that come to mind?
I don't know three things that come to mind, but I've not heard of this. Who is this?
Oh, his son, what's the first
name? Neil Armstrong's son?
Yeah, his son is selling all his personal stuff that has anything to do with the moon. So it's just gonna come, I believe.
Yeah, you might as well get out while the getting's good.
Yeah, because it's just gonna come down the pipe. We ain't been to the moon.
Nobody cares if your stuff has been to Arizona.
All right, fellas. Love y'all, man.
Is that Neil Armstrong's son? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Lori.
Hey.
Hey, Lori.
I'm right there with you, Jack. Who cares what they think?
Oh, I know. The celebrities.
I watch documentaries and westerns. I don't watch any TV shows because they're stupid. And Barbara Streisand, I would like to send her my recipe for the pancakes that I like to make make her even fatter. She has to eat a pancake when Trump says something. Who cares? I don't understand why they're all coming out and they're bashing Trump. It's just another excuse to put him down.
And they're getting wrong information.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even know what the facts are.
Yeah.
You know, that's what kills me. They heard some stupid segment on NPR where they interviewed some poor woman that lost her job because of the Trump economy. I mean, it's what people are listening to, and even Fox News to a degree, what people are listening to is absolutely a bunch of lies.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like they're ignorant. I mean, just totally ignorant, really. I don't get it. But, you know, I'm right there with you, honey. And I just want to say real quick, everybody watch out for school buses at school times. And it's been a terrible week, all those children that were killed.
Oh, let me say that you're right about that. You're 100% right.
Well, have you seen how some of these bus drivers drive?
That's what I was about to say.
They're horrible. Yeah.
The bus driver who goes through Providence neighborhood and Pike Road, and there's like three or four of them, really need to be monitored. Because I have cameras on every square inch of my property, and I can see them come and go. And if Pike Road School System wants to come to the Coleman household and watch your buses go around that blind corner on Mellison, you're more than welcome to. You're more than welcome to.
I just wanted to, you know, shout out to everybody. I don't have any kids in school, but I basically know when the school times are. I'm not out early in the morning, but in the afternoon I am sometimes. And just, you know, watch out for the kids.
Well, that's good advice. And I drive by the bus facility every day, dropping my dog off and picking him up at daycare. And, boy, some of them just haul ass down the Troy Highway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. They fly. But I just want to make that point, and love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Miss Dodd over at Eastbrook Flea Market wants to see your beautiful, shining face, Montgomery. Get in there. The holiday season is upon us. The holiday season is upon us. So get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall when you get the opportunity. And, hey, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you had somebody that you shop for that was hard to shop for, huh? Well, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall has the cure for what ails you on that situation. Because if you find somebody that's hard to shop for, you wander around there for a few minutes, you'll find like a dozen things that come to mind. You think, oh, that would be neat. Oop, that's different. That's unusual. Hey, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, perfect for the holidays, perfect for the weekends, perfect for decorating, perfect for finding those hard-to-find gifts, perfect for dress-up, perfect for antiques. My goodness, it's just perfect. It's just perfect. Go say hey to Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall when you get the opportunity. Jack Campbell?
Yes, sir?
Shall we do it again on Monday, 69 hours
from
now?
We shall, let's.
Joey, shall you do it again in a few minutes with Dan Morris?
Yes, and then again after that, and again, and again.
And again.
And again.
And again. And again.
The mustache plays, ladies and gentlemen. The mustache plays.
I didn't even mention it on air. Joey's got a mustache.
I mentioned it earlier. I called you Gomez Adams.
Oh, and I said I'll have to wear crushed velvet now.
Bertie Wooster would not approve. We'll be back.